Well, this morning I have a couple of guests here in the studios with us. We've got a couple of young men who are helping to work with the CAM Cougar Channel, which is a joint project between the CAM schools and KJAN to give students an opportunity to learn a little bit more about the world of broadcasting, including not just audio but video broadcasting as well, as part of our website at KJAN.com. We have Tanner Williamson and Ian Stephenson in with us here this morning in studio. Guys, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Tanner, I want to start with you. You're a senior, and when this opportunity came up to get involved with this CAM Cougar Channel, what were your thoughts?
Well, what started with the class, Miss Miller talked to me in the summer when I came into Casey's one day, and she asked if I wanted to be a part of this class, and I said, sure, why not try it, get used to it. And then she came in a few months later, asked me if I wanted to do this like play-by-play stuff, and I was like, well, kind of looked into it, and I thought, why not give it a try? And it's actually been pretty fun lately.
Yeah.
And I like to do it often with them.
Your initial thoughts when she brought that up to you is kind of like, okay, well, I said yes to one thing. Now she's going to push and
might
see what
she can. Might as well keep on saying yes and get answers to it.
See what she can get out of
there.
Very good. Has it been what you thought it was going to be?
No, not really. I actually thought it was going to be a little bit worse, but it's just once you do it, it just gets comfortable.
Yeah.
You get comfortable doing it.
Yeah, you appreciate what we do for a living now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not as easy as it looks or sounds.
No.
Ian, what about you? Why did you want to get involved?
Oh, it's a good experience, and she just asked me. I was thinking she would probably get a couple of older guys to do it, but she asked me because I like to talk during her class. And I thought I would say yes just because of the experience and the fun that came with it.
Yeah. And now, while Tanner's a senior, you're a freshman. So did you feel like maybe I'm a little intimidated right out of the gate? You're asking me to be a part of this?
Yeah. It was kind of, oh, gosh, I'm going to be working with a senior, you know. Nervous.
The beauty is it's CAM school, so you pretty much know all the seniors anyway.
It's pretty local.
Yeah, it's pretty local. That's right. So it's an opportunity there. What about you? Is it how is it compared to what you thought it was going to be?
I thought right out of the gate it was just going to be bad because we had no experience prior to it, but we rode along to a game with Chris, and that really opened up and showed us how to do it.
Kind of got a feel for the radio side of it anyway, doing some of that play-by-play. You guys are doing a lot more than just broadcasting ball games and things on the CAM Cougar Channel, though. As part of this class, it involves a lot more stuff. Are you guys involved in some of that?
I'm not in any classes. It doesn't go with my schedule very well, but I know they do the newspaper.
Yeah, we do the newspaper for the schools and then or local areas. And then the digital media class, they actually do announcements for the school, and then they put it onto YouTube so other people can listen to it.
Sure. So are you guys getting more into the technology with regard to some of this kind of stuff?
They are. Yeah. They've been working on it. We just did athlete videos. And we're going to hopefully put those on, too, when we do play-by-plays for, like, half times or, like, if they score, put their little video on there.
Sure. Now, you are more involved in that because you're older and you have that class?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, Ian, is that something you'll do more of later on?
Yeah, I'll probably start it next year. I think that it's getting big enough that they're probably going to have two of these digital media classes coming up next year.
And I was really surprised, too, in visiting with Mrs. Miller that I didn't realize it was as wide-ranging as it is. I'm looking at it from what we're helping with, which is the CAM Cougar Channel specifically, but I didn't realize there's web design and web assistance and building apps and things like that for certain business. You guys are really involved.
Yeah. Well, first, there's only 13 of us, and then after a while, people thought, you know, this class would be pretty cool. So then there was a waiting list that we had, so then Ms. Miller would go through, talk to teachers and see what kid would be great for this class. And then hopefully next year they'll bring in more into, like Ian said, two classes for it.
Do you have a lot of classes in the CAM schools where there's a waiting list?
Quite a bit. There is.
Wow. Yeah. What's the attraction? Why do you think, Tanner, so many students want to be involved in this?
Well, they just see it's fun. They get to have fun with it. You know, they get to do stuff that they thought they'd never do.
Hands-on?
Hands-on stuff, basically.
It's more than just reading about something in a book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good. Ian, is that where you want to be then, too? Do you look at it that way, too? It's more creative?
Yeah, more hands-on, better experience, and reading out of a book or off the computer.
Sure. Well, now you've got a few years left to play around with this. Now, Tanner, you're kind of the short timer in this.
Yeah,
you got involved.
I was kind of. Basically, it was just, you know, she thought I was a senior, you know, try it out. If I didn't like it, she said, then we can get someone else. But I just told her right off the bat when we did it first day, I was like, I actually like this.
Sure.
I feel kind of comfortable doing it.
So what do you get long term out of doing something like this? What's the benefit?
Communication. Communicating better. I think I've done way better. When I was just a freshman, I didn't communicate many times. I was just basically teacher to me.
Mm-hmm.
Really didn't talk to many people. But once that moved on, sophomore, junior, senior, I talked to a lot more people.
Sure.
And felt comfortable.
Sure. Well, and that you don't necessarily have to go into that field benefit out of it.
It just helps you a lot more.
And sometimes it's just the social skills
And
things, that not necessarily the technical things that you get out of it, but everything you do is going to help you long term. You were telling me that you're kind of looking into the technical fields. You want to get more into the into things like that. So no matter what we do, we have to communicate with people.
Yeah, you do. And it's nice to always have that, because then if, you know, you do one place and then a few months later you go back to it, you feel comfortable talking to them.
Absolutely, yeah. Kind of breaking the ice a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Ian, what about you? Long term, how does this serve your needs educationally? What do you think you're getting out of this?
I'm getting better communication skills, of course, because you're kind of just used to talking on air and stuff like that. I don't know.
But when it comes to technology, your generation, you guys know it all.
Yeah.
Way more than we know. Mm-hmm. So long term, I mean, do you see yourself as a, like, for example, a troubleshooter and things? Are you one of the persons who can kind of think through things and kind of figure some things out when you come across some different issues?
Yeah, probably, just because we've had more experience than the others. And
Yeah, getting more students involved. How do you get more students involved in this project?
I mean, you just kind of just talk to them, tell them what you do in the class and how fun it is, and then they'll look into it, and if they see it's fun, they'll tell Miss Miller that.
Yeah.
And then they'll talk to her about it.
Well, and we kind of joke about this now and again, but we do sports and things on the video channel on our website there, the Cam Cougar channel, but we remind ourselves too that it's the Cam Cougar channel, not the Cam Sports channel.
Mm-hmm.
So should folks look for other things over time?
I think so. You know, it's not just, like you said, not the sports channel. It's about everything around Cam local areas. It's about FFA, everything that we do.
How is this important for the community outside of the school itself? How is it important for the community?
I think some people don't hear about things more or often. So then if we talk about some of the things that they won't hear for a while, then they'll realize what's more important and what's not as big of a deal, but still is.
I assume there are a lot of people, because in the Cam School District, the local school newspaper is part of the local newspaper, correct? So you do have an opportunity to keep in touch with the public that way. But this is just, I suppose, Ian, one more avenue to kind of open up the doors?
Yeah, and it also helps the community. Like, some people can't, like, they're out of town and on vacation for the winter, and they can't get to the games and what have you. They can just tune in, and even if they plug it into their phone or into their car from their phone, they can listen to it and not necessarily watch it. So.
Absolutely. It's a connection. It's just another way to keep kind of connected that way, too, to the community. So you see this is a good community resource then, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Very good. How does this grow? This is kind of the first year for this whole project like this. Tanner, again, you're short term. You're only going to see it grow so far. Ian, you'll see it longer term. Where do you see it going down the road?
You'd have to ask Ian that part, you know.
I don't know.
Volunteer shortly.
Yeah.
Maybe make it to more away games than just home and really going on with it. And
it's really kind of limitless. It's whatever you can dream up, as long as you have internet access. You can make all that stuff happen. Are you open to suggestions from the public if folks seem to enjoy some of the things they are experiencing there and they have some thoughts or opinions or suggestions? Are you open to that?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
So it'd be nice to, you know, if they say something we need to work on, or if they like something new or something like that, we'll try and do it and see how it goes.
Inputs on like how we are doing and if we can change it.
Very good. All right. Well, it sounds like it's off to a good start. Got to start somewhere, right?
That's correct.
Okay, get it started and get it moving from there. If you want to check some of that out, you can certainly do that. It's right at KJAN.com in our community hub. Just look for the link that says Cam Cougar Channel. Click on that. You'll head over there. Not only are you seeing the live broadcast, but everything that's done live is also archived right there, too. So you can go back and watch some of that and listen to Ian and Tanner and some of the other folks as they help out with the broadcast, too. We shouldn't forget the people behind the cameras, too. You got some other helpers, right?
Yes, we do.
Very good. All right. Well, guys, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it very much. Ian Stephenson, Tanner Williamson, they're two of the students that are active and out front with the Cam Cougar Channel as part of a cooperative effort between the Cam Schools and KJAN and the Area Education Agency as well. Guys, continued success.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.